Hello, my name is Alessandro Pilotti. I'm a Microsoft MVP. You can see my Twitter handle on the slide right now. I'm going to show you how to deploy Drupal with WebAPI on IIS. It's a very simple process. We are going to start by downloading a web platform installer. You can see here the URL where it's available. If it's a very small binary, so you can download it in almost no time. You can see it here. Now, WebAPI Launcher 3.1. Just run it. Now it's just updating the list of products that it's handling. Here we go. WebAPI is a tool which is aggregating a lot of different products and applications. For example, you have a lot of extensions for SQL Server and for IIS. You have a lot of applications that you can find here, including, of course, Drupal. If we just search for it, we will find that there is Acquia Drupal 7 and a Drupal Commerce 1.4. You can choose any of those ones. We will start with Acquia Drupal. We just click Add, and we will notice here in the items to be installed that there are a lot of other packages which have been selected. For example, we don't have PHP installed now, so he will automatically download it and install it for us. It will also enable CGI for us. That's an IIS feature, so nothing that has to be downloaded. We will need also URL rewrite for the killer URLs. That's another depth that will be automatically downloaded. The runtime, the Visual C++ runtime needed by PHP. The Windows cache extensions, which are it's basically a PHP accelerator, which is very important for getting the best performance out of the IIS and PHP combination, and then some other packages that we might need. Please note that the sources of these packages are different. For example, the Drupal gets downloaded from the Acquia network website, while PHP comes from SourceForge, or UL Rewrite comes from Microsoft. So now we can just close, click Install. And here we go. The first question at this point is if we want to install Drupal on SQL Server or MySQL. We choose MySQL. And at this point, he's asking if we want it on this machine or on a remote server. Choosing it on this machine, it will notice that there is no MySQL installed right now. So another thing that will happen now is that MySQL gets added to the dependency list. We accept it in this case, and we just provide a root password for MySQL. Here we go. Now at this point, the download will start, and at the same time, once every packet gets downloaded, also the installation will start. Here we go. The next step is to provide information about how we want the website to be deployed. We can create a simple web application inside of the default website or create a new website. We will choose the second option. He's already offering as a name for the website Acquia Drupal 7. That's what we are going to keep. We are going to provide a path inside of the file system where this installation will be hosted. And we also provide a host name. In this case, being a test deployment, we will just provide a host name that will add to the host file, but you can also, of course, add a real name which gets resolved by DNS. At this point, it's asking if we should create the physical directory for our project. We say yes. Now it's time for some database configuration. We can create a database or use an existing one. In this case, we will just let WebAPI do all the work for us. So we are just adding the password for root in MySQL, a database password. And if you want, you can change the database username and, of course, also the database parameters like location, database port, and database name. All right, here we go. Time for installing also our Drupal setup, and it's finished. As you can see, we did it really in no time. Now we can launch IIS Manager. Here it is. And here it's our new website. We just need one more step, which is adding the host to the hosts file. To do that, we're going to use IIS host file manage model, which is a small open source model that I created to simplify this process. It's available on CodePlex. We are going to quickly install it. Here we go. Just restart IIS Manager. Here it is. We just go to the bindings, select the existing binding, and we just add it to the host file. Here it is, we can look inside of the host file and our Acquia Drupal is here. Time to look at the website. Here it is. We have just to finish the installation process. And here we are. Let's provide a test email address, a username, a password. And this is it. Our setup is finished. We can already go to our new website. Let's take a look at the file system. Here is where WebPI installed Drupal for us. Let's take a look at the security, and we can see that he added automatically the iUser with write permissions on the default folder, which is where Drupal needs to have write permissions. If we go one step up and we say in the sites, we will see that here the iUser doesn't have write permissions, so this configuration is also very good from a security perspective. If you need to configure your PHP environment, we can go back to WebPI, look for PHP Manager, choosing it from here, adding it, installing it. Here we go. Let's choose our website. We can filter for PHP, and here it is. So from here you can manage all your PHP settings, for example enable or disable extensions. Here they are. For example, checking your PHP info configuration, just to be sure that all the modules that you need are properly configured. Here is just a list. Among them, you can see also WinCache. So this setup is perfect also from a performance point of view. In this module, you learn how to deploy Drupal on IIS with WebPI. There will be a lot more webcasts to come, so stay tuned on this channel.